Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
If you are a father and you did not pick up one of the flashlights in the foyer, you need to on your way out. Young people, you can grab one of those and give to a father, stepfather, special person in your life, grandfather. Rechargeable battery. You don't have to have batteries for this, right? Did y'all know that? Turn it on. You don't have to keep doing this either. And most important, these are not for you to do when you think it's time for the preacher to quit. So let's not hear any of that today. But take one of those with you. I think those are pretty nifty myself. When I was a kid, my brother and I liked to go to the bathroom. Now see, I haven't even got very far, Richard. Come on. And we'd go in the bathroom, we'd get one of Mom's good towels, two of them, I'd get one, he'd get one. Right? Anybody else do this? Kids, this was back in the day when you had to get creative to entertain yourself. And we'd get those towels and we'd get a safety pin, pin it right there. And we were superheroes. I always had to be Robin because brother was bigger than me, so he was Batman, but that's all right. I still got a cape, you know? Superheroes. We'd tear up Mom's towels. They made great capes. Heroes. Aren't our fathers our first heroes? And I want to point out and start by acknowledging, we're going to talk about fathers today. We want to honor fathers. Your father may not have been the right example. You may not have had a great father to be a hero growing up with, but maybe you had a grandfather that was. Maybe you had a stepfather that was. Maybe you had a father figure in your life, someone else who stepped in and tried to provide some good guidance. In the end, let us acknowledge to begin with that we have a Heavenly Father who longs to be close to every one of us. And He wants us to run to Him. And so don't forget that. We need our fathers to be heroes. Our world needs more heroes, doesn't it? So I just want to point out three ways that our fathers are heroes. And the first one is heroes of knowledge. I remember as a young boy, you know, my dad just seemed to know everything. I mean, he knew about all kinds of things. We'd be driving around and he knows cars. I mean, he would talk to this car, that car. You know how you talk, he didn't talk to people. He'd say, you know, all right, Chevy, you know, light's green. But I mean, he would know cars, Chevy, Ford, he'd call out whatever it was, the make and the model. Dad knew about gardening. Dad grew up on the farm, knew a lot about that, knew a lot about politics, knew about history. He was an English major in college for a while, so he knew when my grammar wasn't right, and he taught me. Try to speak with good grammar. Dad would know about weather, knew about baseball. As a boy, you grow up, or as a girl, you grow up, and your father knows about things that you don't know about, and they guide us. Scripture tells us, Ephesians 6:4. Scripture tells us for fathers to guide us in instruction, but notice it says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. And there's a reason for that. As fathers, we naturally have strength in a family unit. We're the family leader. We have strength in our parenting, and as fathers, we have the capacity to be angry and let our anger come through in our disciplining. We have the capacity to be too hard in our punishment, in our correction. And God says to manage that, discipline your children. He also says to instruct them. As fathers, we are heroes of knowledge. As fathers, we are instructors. I encourage you to have your children today, all day long, address you as Professor, Father, Sir. Professor, Father, Sir. I like that. I mean, you could shorten it to just Professor, Sir, or Professor. But as fathers, we are teachers, aren't we? Instructors. We are heroes. Fathers are heroes of knowledge in our life. The greatest thing a dad ever teaches his children is how to walk with God and how to get to heaven. How to walk with God and how to get to heaven. Fathers, it's good that you're here today. You could have been somewhere else. You chose to be in the house of God today. You chose to start this week out here. And as for you and your family, it's here. And God is honored by that, isn't He? It's Father's Day. I'm pretty sure you could get by with whatever you wanted today. But you chose to be here. In the right place, worshiping God, honoring God. Number two, fathers are heroes of work. This is something we might not think about a whole lot. I would say if you are a hard worker, there's a good chance you learned it from your dad or your grandfather. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, To inspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, to work with your hands, as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. The Bible tells us to work. Work hard. Be workers. It tells us to be dependent on no one, not to say that you never need help. The Bible says for us to ask for help from one another, right? There's a time and a place where we need help. But to be dependent on someone else. Something I tell my girls once in a while, as doing chores, whatever it is around the house, and sometimes they'll just ask me, would you do it? They'll ask Dad, would you do it? Would you do this or that? And so what they hear me say over and over, I know it. Someday at my funeral, whoever preaches my funeral needs to quote this, because they're going to tell you. Dad always used to say, what do we call it when you ask someone to do for you what you can do for yourself? Lazy. Lazy. And Scripture teaches us not to be lazy. Work. Not to be afraid to work with your hands. To work hard. Ephesians 4:28 says, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. I think the first part of this verse is very American. Labor, honest work, right? With his own hands. Pull your boots on. The second part I don't think is very American. I think what's more American is work hard so you have a whole bunch of things. But the second part says, so that you may have something to share with anyone in need. Fathers are heroes of work. They teach us how to work. They teach us to be generous. They teach us, and in particular, of course, to serve others, to work hard in the church. I love seeing children see our fathers serving God. Don't you? I love seeing Caliandra and Micaiah, seeing Brian here Wednesday night after VBS. When everything's going on across the street, their dad's in here helping clean up, serving. I like that Easton and Keldon see their dad working hard with the new member luncheon. Working, serving. Braden and Max seen David work during VBS out in the heat, serving God. I think it was Samuel, it may have been Sawyer, it may have been both, but there have been times, I love the times when it snowed, and you probably didn't think about this, but the parking lot's full of snow, and Richard's up here with his tractor, and he's got one or two of those boys in there with him serving God. Now that's fun, but dad works. Dads teach us to work. I'm pretty sure Adam and Ashley have seen Dad and helped Dad building something for somebody. A ramp, for a wheelchair. We need heroes. We have heroes who are fathers who teach us to work and teach us to serve. And then number three, heroes of faith. The world needs more dads who put their trust not in their own strength or in their own knowledge, but in God's. Right? We need dads who will ask, "Have you prayed about it?" We need dads who will say, "God's big enough to get us through this." We need those kind of heroes. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths." Remember what Abraham said when God told him to kill his son, only son, the only one with Sarah, the chosen son, Isaac. God said, you go sacrifice your son, kill him. We know Abraham had faith. And his son asked him, "Hey, where's the lamb?" His son, Isaac, was probably a teenager. And Abraham's words were, "God will provide." Isn't that a hero? Fathers are heroes of faith when they lead their family spiritually and lean not on their own strength and understanding, but on God's. I love that my grandfather, mom's dad, on his deathbed after battling cancer, the final words he spoke, I love that his final words were, "Keep the faith." Keep the faith. That's a hero. Because of all the things that we need to be led by and all the ways we need a dad to be a hero, nothing's greater than a dad who's a hero of faith. We need to pray for our fathers. I didn't want to take a long time today. Just enough time to remind us of some things that are important. Remind us of that we need to honor our fathers. If as fathers, if we do nothing more than lead our children to heaven, we can do nothing great. Right? I want to remind us and take a moment to pray. We need to pray for our dads. It's not easy in this immoral world to lead a family in God's ways. There are a lot of ways that the devil comes against us, doesn't he? A lot of struggles. It's not easy being a mom. It's not easy being a dad. We have some godly men here, and I'm proud to be a part of you. I'm proud to be a part of a church that has men who are here leading their families on Father's Day. Let's take a moment to pray, and then we'll have a song of encouragement. God, we come to you, our Heavenly Father. We thank you and we honor you. We worship you. We thank you for godly fathers that we have here, earthly fathers. And we pray for them that you will give them strength, that you will give them courage, that you will give them wisdom. Help us as we lead our families in the right ways. Help us not to lean on our own understanding, but help us to be leaders of faith, to have peace in the midst of storms. Help us to be examples. We pray for many things, and we pray for our fathers, and we thank you for them, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have a song of encouragement and ask that if there's something you need this morning, something on your heart, maybe something you'd like us to pray about, maybe someone that wants to become a Christian, have their sins washed away. If there's something you need, we'd love to take time and help you with it. And we'd ask that you come while we stand and sing.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing.